Christoph! You have a visitor! Now, normally, I don't let anybody come in the room with you, but tonight, it's your last night on Earth, Christoph! Just in case you have forgotten, I reminded you. One more time, I like the way it sounds. Your last night on Earth, Christoph!
Just let the visitor in already, you bumbling... wonderful!
Did you just call me a bumblebee?
No. I said you are great and wonderful. Now, who is my visitor?
I know you can't believe anybody would want to visit you. But you do have one friend in the whole camp. It's your old friend Stanislav.
Oh, Stanislav. Send him in.
The jail guard stood up to open the door. And he allowed Stanislav, Christoph's best friend, to actually enter the jail cell, even though normally this was strictly verboten, forbidden. But because it was Christoph's last night on Earth, the jail guard felt it couldn't hurt to allow Christoph this minor little privilege.
My good friend Stanislav, you have proven loyal to me. So, to what do I owe this visit?
Christoph, I have brought you something which will help you a lot.
What have you brought for me, Stanislav, my friend?
I have brought for you a bag of gold.
A bag of gold, Stanislav? What am I going to do with that? Eat it?
No, Christoph. I think so you are not thinking. Maybe you are dying tomorrow, so your brain is a little bit slow.
You can use it to bribe the jail guard.
Why are you whispering, Stanislav? I can't hear a word you are saying.
I have to whisper, Christoph, because the jail guard will hear me, and we will both be dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stanislav. One more time, what did you say?
I said, we can bribe the jail guard.
Oh, bribe the
jail... Shh! Christoph, be careful. The jail guard is in the next room.
Oh, yes. But the idea is so brilliant. Stanislav, you are a genius. Where did you get the gold?
Where do people like us get gold from, Christoph? What do you think? We steal it.
Stanislav. You are my evil genius friend. I hope to see you again somewhere outside of jail.
Yes.
Moments later, the jail guard escorted Stanislav from the jail. As soon as the door closed behind Stanislav, Christoph turned to the jail guard.
So, you bumbling fool, So, jail guard, I have for you a proposition.
What is the proper position that you have for me? I already have a proper position. I don't need it.
Jail guard, you are so wonderful. But I didn't say proper position. I said proposition.
And I said I already have a proper position.
A proposition is a business deal.
A dying man wants to make a business deal. What are you talking about, Christoph?
Listen to me. You can become very rich. I have here for you 50 golden rubles.
50 golden rubles? What am I going to do with 50 golden rubles?
Lexis hasn't been invented yet.
Bumbling fool. You can be a rich man.
Did you just call me a fool?
I said, it's amazing how full of wisdom you are.
Oh, thank you.
I will give you 50 golden rubles if you wait till the middle of the night and you fall asleep right next to the entrance to my jail cell.
But what if I don't fall asleep in the middle of the night?
You great fool! I didn't mean you should fall asleep. I meant you should pretend to fall asleep.
And I didn't say you have supper tonight. I said you don't have supper tonight because you just called me a fool.
I said I am great fool, you fool.
That is the last time. From now on, if you call me fool, you don't get any supper, okay? So you will be hanging, starving. How about that?
Okay, okay. So, I will talk very slowly so even you can understand.
That is much more respectful. Wait a minute, is it?
Of course it is. I am being very careful not to use any big words so even you can understand.
Very respectful. I like that. Yes, yes. So what is your proper position? I mean proposition.
I already told you. I will give you 50 rubles if you set me free.
Nope. I cannot do it. If I set you free, they will kill me.
So, that is why you will pretend to fall asleep. I will reach my hands through the bars and steal the keys from you.
Oh, I will pretend to fall asleep. You will reach your hand through the bars and I will steal the keys.
No, you smart person. I will steal the keys from you.
Oh, that makes much more sense. You will stick your hands through the bars, and I will give you the keys.
You are pretending to be sleeping, so you will not give me the keys. I will take the keys.
But what if I catch you?
You will be pretending to be sleeping, you fantastic person.
Oh, I will be pretending to be sleeping, so I won't catch you. But wait a minute. What if I pretend to wake up?
Don't pretend to wake up, okay?
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, Christoph, I almost forget. Tonight is your last supper in the whole world, so you get to choose any dinner you want.
Oh, very delicious. I will have a big fat steak. Very well done, with French fries and mushrooms on the side.
Who is the fool now, Christoph? You really think so? That you are getting your choice of supper? You will have the same dried out crust of bread like always, with some muddy water.